This is it. The second annual Culture for Seniors Holiday Show on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Now, if you're anything like me, you may be somewhat surprised that it is in fact the holiday season. I mean, wasn't September just a few weeks ago? But there's good news. Well, you're here, I'm here, and we've prepared a great show for you. My name is Ed Humphrey. I work with Townships Association, and I'm really excited that we'll be together for this special one-hour Culture for Seniors holiday show. So what can you expect? Well, there's going to be some music, some background on the Culture for Seniors initiative, some holiday trivia, some dynamic interviews with dynamic guests, all from the Words of Wisdom podcast. There's going to be lots of Christmas greetings and even a heartwarming visit with students from St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond. So whether you're relaxing at home with a coffee or a fermented beverage or perhaps doing all that while visiting friends or family, we'll just kick back, relax, and enjoy.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas. I hope you had fun. The near and the dear.
That song was created by John Lennon from Beatles fame and his wife Yoko, and that was after about a two-year period of peace activism. Now, that period was actually marked by their infamous bed-ins. I don't know if you remember that. They did those in March and May of 1969, and they actually included 7 days that they spent in a bed, in a room, in Montreal's Queen Elizabeth Hotel, as part of a protest against the war in Vietnam. And another tidbit here, John Lennon was actually the first Beatle to release an original Christmas song after the famous group broke up. But you're listening to the second annual Culture for Seniors holiday show. Now, the title of the show may be familiar to many of you, while for some it may be a bit new. So what is Culture for Seniors? Well, it's a dynamic 5-year project where we increase and support the social participation of French and English-speaking seniors through arts and culture, and is carried out mostly in the Val-Saint-François and Des Sources RCMs. But while word has been getting around and people are talking about the project all throughout the townships, throughout the province, and even overseas, and that's because, well, good news travels far, you know. So now we're into the second year of the project, and we continue to introduce participants to activities that involve music and literature and circus, art, sculpture, dance, podcasts, radio shows like this, and a lot more. And seniors really play an integral part in each activity. Sometimes they're meeting with the artists, they're learning new skills, they're taking part, you know, actively in writing or poetry workshops, they're doing interviews like for this show or for the Words of Wisdom podcast. Truth be told, our motto for Culture for Seniors could actually be, arts and culture are not just spectator sports. Now, if you'd like more information about the program for yourself or for someone you know, we can visit the Culture for Seniors Facebook page or our website, cultureforseniors.ca. Oh, hold on. Yeah, well, the message machine is blinking, so let's take a listen.
Hi, this is Alain Raies, your Member of Parliament for Richmond-Arthabaska. During this holiday season, I wish you all a Merry Christmas despite the post-COVID context in which we are living. Let's have a special thought for the seniors and those living alone. May 2022 bring you peace, happiness, and health to all. Happy holidays.
Hello, my name is Pauline. On behalf of La Table de Concertation des Aînés des Sources, I wish you all a wonderful Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Sally from Sally's Cleaners. I just wanted to let you know that we were processing your Santa outfit and we had no problem getting out the chocolate stains, but those red wine stains were really stubborn. We did a reasonably good job, but I just wanted to let you know in advance. Anywho, if you want to come by and pick up your Santa outfit at your earliest convenience, we'd be happy to give you a discount. Have a lovely, lovely day. Bye-bye.
Hi there, Ed Humphrey. This is Alex Keeler calling from Sherbrooke, and I'd like to wish the residents of the Chateau Bellage in Windsor a happy holiday season. I'm really glad that I got to meet them and share some music with them in the past month. So stay safe and healthy. Bye-bye.
Exciting, more traditional, or just frustrating? In your lifetime, what has your relationship been with Christmas lights? So 4 sets of lights. That's how many I usually string up outside our house every year. That's about 280 lights altogether. So it's pretty easy. It takes about 30 minutes or so. But that is nothing compared to the display belonging to a family in upstate New York, I believe. So get this. The gay family of Lagrangeville just set up 687,000 lights. 687,000 lights. And they choreographed that to 250 songs. So they actually beat their own record that they established in 2014 when they set up a measly 601,736 bulbs. I mean, they were pretty lazy back then in 2014, only 601,000 bulbs. People can drive through their property and visit the display, which since 2012 has raised over $500,000 for local charities. That's fantastic. Between you and me though, can you imagine the logistics needed to find that one burnt out bulb?
Twinkly lights,
You're listening to the Culture for Seniors Holiday Christmas Show on CJMQ 88.9 FM. That was a clip from Twinkly Lights, which is a song from the Bob's Burgers animated show that you can find somewhere online, I believe. Well, I have to tell you about a great experience that I just had. A few days ago, I popped into St. Francis Elementary School in Richmond for a visit with Ms. Goebel's grade 3 and 4 class. It was a real treat. It was a privilege. What a welcoming group of students. And, you know, as soon as I entered the class, I could see on the walls some of the different projects the kids were working on. There was holiday garlands hung from, you know, across the ceiling and on the walls. There was one table that was covered in homemade bath bombs that the kids were wrapping up for a holiday fundraising activity. And the best of all? Well, it was the group's energy and their bright eyes as they welcomed this strange guy with a microphone into their class so that they could, you know, take part in interviews and do a song and recite a poem all about their holiday experience.
Hi, my name is Amy, and apart from presents and gifts, what I really like about Christmas and the holidays is going to my grandma's house because we can sleep there and, like, the next morning, like, get up and we have a big Christmas breakfast, and, like, we're always as a family and we always, like, sleep there, and it's really fun.
Hi, my name is Abigail, and apart from the presents, and even though I really like them, I like to go skidooing with my dad and sliding, and I also like Christmas dinner with all my family and spending time with my family.
Hi, my name is William, and the things that I like in holidays is skidooing and with my dad and my mom and Zach, my brother. And I like to sledding at my backyard, and I like Christmas dinners.
I'll tell you, if that doesn't warm your heart, I don't know what does. And funny thing, you know, while I was there in the class with them, I couldn't help but think about, you know, but when I was young and how excited I would get as the holiday season got closer and closer. And I'll bet if you and I sat down right now and we all sat down and started to talk about the Christmas or the holiday season, we'd all be able to share, you know, some great memories, some good memories, and perhaps even some that weren't all that great. And I guess that's kind of what they call life. And one thing is for sure, though. You know, the holiday season, I think, leaves nobody indifferent. You know, it all affects us in different ways. And I guess that's the beauty of it.
Man, I sure do love this time of year. Snow starts covering up the old John Deere. School lights hanging off the roof, front porch mistletoe kissing booth, cup filled up with some feel-good Christmas cheer. Around here we got snowflakes falling on an old Tulane, red bow wreaths on the window pane, just sitting round the fire with the ones who love me. Lives from the city and the crazy crowds where the pine trees grow and the world slows down. Piano in the living room, sing Silent Night just a little out of tune. Christmas vacation on the TV screen, wise man missing from the manger scene. Kids can't sleep 'cause Santa's coming soon, yeah, real soon. We got snowflakes falling on an old Tulane, red bow wreaths on the window pane, just sitting round fire with the ones who love me. Miles from the city
Christmas in the country. We got a tree, goes up to the ceiling, chop up the wood and go get the candle. Sled down the hill, we'll get the four wheel and take you back up to the top. You could be 10 miles away and see my house from the road. Man, we got it all decked out. Lord, I can't wait to go home and see snowflakes falling on an old Tulane front yard Santa with a reindeer sleigh. Just sitting around the fire with the ones who love me. Miles from the city and the crazy crowds where the pine trees grow and the world slows down. Way out here, yeah, man, I sure feel lucky doing Christmas in the country. Doing Christmas in the country.
That was Thomas Rhett with his 2020 song, Christmas in the Country. And one of the main activities organized by Culture for Seniors is the Words of Wisdom podcast series. Now, this is where individuals take part in video and audio interviews and share stories and anecdotes and answer questions on a variety of topics. Now, to follow this series, please visit the Culture for Seniors website or Facebook page, or you can actually find the website for Words of Wisdom as well. So there's a couple ways you can find it. Now, first up is Alice Weir, who lives in Richmond, and she's involved in a whole bunch of different initiatives and committees, including the Table des Aînés du Val Saint-François. So here's our chat. Hi, Alice, and welcome to the Holiday Christmas Show.
Hi.
Now, here we are smack dab in the middle of not only Christmas, but also a pandemic and everything that comes with it. But it is a time for celebration, and it's a time for thinking about, you know, where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. So how did Christmas time, when you were younger, contribute to the way you celebrate or think about Christmas or the holidays today?
Okay. When we were young, we always had Christmas dinner at home because we lost my mom when I was 10 years old. So my father, I guess he felt closer to her when we were home. Of course, us being kids, we would have much rather go to the aunt and uncles where the rest of the kids were having a great time. But as it is now, I certainly enjoy having my Christmas, a quiet Christmas dinner at home with my family.
With extended family, or is it?
No, just our family. Usually it's just my kids and ourselves and spouses, children, grandchildren, but no hoopla.
Oh, no hoopla. Okay. Having quiet, kind of quiet celebrations in the last 2 years, I guess we've all gotten used to it. Now, did you get to see your kids and their kids and spice and spouses last year?
We cheated.
Okay.
Because we weren't supposed to, but we did go to my daughter's house and we had supper and that was it. Came home.
Well, you know what's said here at the Christmas show stays at the Christmas show, eh? So
okay, oh. No problem.
Okay, so you guys really enjoy a quiet evening at home or a quiet holiday at home with family. Now, are you guys staying in town this year for it, or are you going to be moving?
We'll definitely be in town. Okay. And it'll be just my daughter this year because my son is in Nova Scotia. So
there's still probably a bit of a Zooming going on then, maybe.
Probably.
Okay. Well, great. Well, I was just really curious, Alice. I didn't want to get too indiscreet. I just wanted to see how different people are, you know, look at Christmas and the way they celebrate it. And on behalf of Culture for Seniors and Townshipers Association and all our varied partners, I'd like to wish you and your family a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and a really comfortable, warm Christmas holiday.
Oh, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Thanks a lot. Well, we'll see you soon. Now, right at the end of my chat with Alice, I asked her if she had a favorite holiday song. So without any hesitation, she told me that it was Silent Night. So for you, Alice, and for all those listening, here's a version done by Michael Bublé. This is Silent Night.
Thank you. tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly
corners of Canada. I know it's hard to believe, but it's actually Christmas 365 days a year. So if you take out a map of Canada, well, you can look in the Northwest Territories and you'll find Reindeer Station. Go out east, look in Nova Scotia, and you'll find a place called Christmas Island. And in Saskatchewan, there's a place called Sled Lake. In Ontario, you can visit Holly. And in Nova Scotia, there's a place called Noël. In Ontario, there's a locale called Turkey Point. And right in the middle of Canada, right in the beautiful prairies of Manitoba, there's a town called Snowflake. Christmas trees are a big part of the holidays. But did you know that our country, this great country of Canada, actually had 1,872 Christmas tree farms in 2016. Now, that's according to the 2016 census. Now, the recent census that came out in 2021, it's not all accessible yet, so I've got those numbers for 2016. So, 1,872 Christmas tree farms in Canada. And those farms were concentrated in British Columbia, in Ontario, Quebec, Nova Scotia, and New Brunswick. You've probably guessed that Santa has a lot of Canadian elves. Well, you see, since 1982, Santa's post office has employed mailroom elves from Canada, and he has received more than 20 million letters from children around the world. And Canada Post volunteers donate over 200,000 hours of their time each year to help old St. Nick respond to every letter that arrives on his doorstep. Way to go, Canada Post!
Is this animal control? Because there's a reindeer in my backyard, and he's foaming at the mouth. I thought maybe he was brushing his teeth, or else he's got rabies or something. I'm not exactly sure, but I think you need to come real quick.